Hi there, and welcome to another football podcast with myself, Azad, and we have Jack with us again. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Azad. How are you doing? Can we start that again?
No, starting again. We're continuing. We're going through this. Okay, so I'm fine, thank you, and I hope all of you guys are well as well. Today we're discussing another very exciting topic, which is talking about three players each from the Premier League that we have chosen. Of other players from other teams. So, of course, we admire other players and other teams and how they play. We love our own players, of course, but we're not allowed to choose our own players.
I mean, let's just remind, Azad is an Arsenal fan and I'm a Manchester United fan. So the criteria for this one, because we have just come out of an international break, which is when all the countries' teams play each other. And yep. We have been overjoyed about the return of the Premier League when we're recording this. Helps that both of our teams won. So we said, to sort of celebrate that returning, that we'd pick three players who are, as I cannot choose from Arsenal, and I cannot choose from Manchester United. So outside of those two clubs, outside of the club for each of us in the Premier League who we really like and enjoy watching.
Yeah, and neither of us have mentioned which ones they are. So they might be matching. I'd be very surprised if they are. But we've chosen three random players from three different teams, I hope. I'm going to go first. And I've chosen the player Elliot Anderson.
Nice.
And he plays for Nottingham Forest. They're not doing very well. They recently just sacked their manager, Ange Postecoglou. After 39 days in charge, but he didn't do very well at Tottenham, so
won a trophy.
He did win a trophy, you're right.
I don't know who he beat to get that trophy.
I can't remember. Was it Man United? I can't remember. Anyway, Elliot Anderson is a midfielder. He just broke into the England team and is actually playing very well for England. And they're kind of seeing him as a player that could actually start matches for them in the World Cup, which is quite a big rise to the top. He did come from Newcastle United. They sold him to Nottingham Forest, and he's been doing really, really well. Doesn't really score many goals, but he's one of those kind of tidy players. He does a job in midfield, kind of defensive, kind of does everything really, defensive, attacking-wise. So he's a decent player, and he just broke into the English squad. So I just wanted to mention this guy. Look out for this guy, Elliot Anderson.
Yeah, I think that's a really good shout. I can't remember too much of him when he was at Newcastle. I know he was coming through and he was actually quite well liked on up there, and it's kind of a bit of a coup. I think Newcastle had to sell right to comply with financial rules over in England, but since he's gone to Forest, you know, like, people are like taking notice of him and seeing him doing really well, and I'm glad that he's part of the national side for sure, or part of the consideration.
Yeah, I remember Newcastle didn't actually want to sell him. I think the manager came out, Eddie Howe, and he said, I didn't want to sell him, but I kind of had to. So it's one of those signs to say that he's actually a very good player. But yeah, that's my first choice. What about you, Jack? Who's your first choice?
Well, actually, sticking around Newcastle is a player that I have mentioned before. It's Sandro Tonali. Ooh. So again, another midfielder, and he is just an absolute, you know, pleasure to watch. He is, we've talked about him as being part of this midfield three at Newcastle with Bruno Guimarães and Joe Ellington. And he's this Italian midfielder, and he just makes things tick, and he looks good doing it. You know, he makes Newcastle play an attractive style of football where you've got like the bruiser of Joe Ellington and like heart on your sleeve attitude of Bruno Guimarães. I think Tonali just makes everything tick. I would love to see him at Manchester United, my team. And Paul Scholes has recently talked about him being in the best midfielder in the league. That might be a bit of an overstatement, you know, and I think you would disagree. You would say Declan Rice, right, Azad?
Caicedo, probably, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's kind of a contentious, but I like the fact that he's put him out there.
Yeah.
Because I think he deserves a lot of credit. He's a great player, Tonali.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And again, keep sticking with Newcastle United. I've chosen another one.
Let's get out the Northeast.
Man. Yeah, any Newcastle from United fans out there, they'll probably be very happy with this podcast. I've actually chosen his partner in crime, Guimarães. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But I've chosen him because I think he's such a leader. right? Manchester United, I think, could do better with him in the team.
Definitely.
Rather than Tonali. Tonali is just the extra on top, right? But I think Guimaraes is such a leader, he's such a fighter, heart on your sleeve kind of stuff. So I've chosen him as my second guy from Newcastle. So wow, it's Newcastle links everywhere. My gosh. Wow.
And just to reiterate, me and Azad, and I didn't discuss this beforehand, so we don't know either of our players. And I would have to agree, you know, I liked him when he was in Ligue 1 in France with Lyon. And I thought that, Newcastle had done an excellent purchase there. But my second player, and I think you'll like this one, Azad, even though it's not based on his current team, is Eberechi Eze.
Wow. Good one.
Due to his time at Crystal Palace. I think the Crystal Palace side of last year under Oliver Glasner that went on to win the FA Cup in mid-2025 is like one of the best mid-table Premier League teams that we've ever seen.
I agree.
And Eze was a real crucial part about that. And I think, you know, it shows with the respect that the Palace fans have shown and to him to leave for a lot of money to Arsenal, that there's like no animosity towards him. He's a great, exciting player. We've not seen obviously the best of him at Arsenal yet, but hey, it's early on in the season at the time of recording. But I think he's a class player. I think he was decisive. You know, he was the main man for that season at Crystal Palace. And I think he will give something extra to Arsenal without all the pressure being put on him. You know, Arsenal is stocked full of great players that the responsibility is not always on his shoulders. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, him with a bit more flair, a bit more daring. I don't know. I just look forward to, you know, and being around better players as well.
Yeah. I was so happy when he actually came to Arsenal because he rejected the chance to go to Tottenham. And everything just kind of fell into place for him to come on deadline day to Arsenal. So it was such a great signing. Was it deadline day? I can't remember. But anyway,
it was really close.
It was a
great end chapter for sure of the transfer.
Yeah, and he was so happy as well. You could see how, you know, emotional he was coming back to his boyhood.
He's a boyhood fan of Arsenal.
He was, yeah. So he was... Yeah, he's always been a fan of Arsenal. His family, his entire family are Arsenal fans as well, as I hear. So, I'm really excited to have him. Once he gets up and running, I'm pretty sure that he's going to like do the numbers and he's going to be a great player for us. A similar player to him, actually, is the last player that I've chosen. He's from a team called Bournemouth and they're doing really, really well. And I've chosen Antoine Semenyo.
Excellent.
I think also he's an Arsenal fan as well, so I'm sorry, Jack.
Has to shoehorn them in somehow.
And I'm sorry, Jack, I didn't know you would choose an Arsenal player. I haven't chosen a Manchester United player.
I don't blame you. We don't have the most, greatest selection to choose from at the moment, so I don't blame you. And as I said, I'm basing it more on his Palace tenure.
Fair enough. You had to add that part.
Sorry, there was a caveat. But Semenyo is a great shout. And yeah. One of my best mates is Ghanaian. And I think Semenyo plays for the Ghana national side, right? They're not in the upcoming African Cup of Nations. But that team, if he continues with his form at Bournemouth for the national side, that Ghana team looks all right for him.
He's only 25 as well, Jack. He's still got a way to go. He hasn't reached his peak years, you know. I would love him at Arsenal. Honestly, I would really...
Here we go.
He would be so good on the left-hand side.
Stop being greedy.
Sorry. But don't you think he'll just slot in there so nicely?
Yeah, I think Man United are in need of him more than you guys.
Yeah, you could say that again, but I think you need a lot of players, to be honest.
You would waste it. Oh, yeah. But I hope he stays at Bournemouth for a bit.
Yeah, because he'll play more, wouldn't he?
Exactly, and he's the main man.
He is the main man, so it's nice to have him at Bournemouth. Yeah, hopefully in a year or two we can take him from Bournemouth.
Yes.
And bring him home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bring him home.
Yeah. He's held hostage.
So Azad wasn't allowed to pick any Arsenal players, but he picks players that like Arsenal.
Correct.
Nicely done.
Thanks. And your last choice?
My last choice. So I wasn't allowed, I should have said earlier, to pick Danny Welbeck, even though he's the best striker in the Premier League. Played for both Arsenal and, more importantly, Manchester United back in the day. So, unfortunately, I wasn't allowed to mention Welbs, but I have stayed with Palace, actually, which is when I brought up Eze before. And this is a defender, and it's Mark Gay. Because, again, with the recent developments of him being, he was linked away in the summer of 2025 to go to Liverpool, and that deal fell through, which means it didn't happen. And the way he operated and the way he didn't kick up a fuss, you know, we saw it with like the likes of Alexander Isak at Newcastle going to Liverpool. And Mark Gahey just conducted himself with such class, and he's such a classy, solid, reliable defender. I think he will leave Crystal Palace. I think he wants to leave Crystal Palace.
Yeah, 100%, Jack.
It's written. And but I think he deserves a move. He's given a lot to Palace, and again, he's a great defender. I would love to see him at Manchester United. I think he's going to Liverpool, and so I'm getting my compliments in now before I don't give any when he's on at that club.
Nice one. But yeah, get it out there.
But yeah, Mark Gay is a superb defender. And I think
that's a great shout. I'm really glad you chose that defender, because I really like him as well. I think he's just solid all round. You know, he's got pace, he's strong, he's a leader, right? And I think it's time for him to leave. A lot of clubs have been sniffing around him, by the way, because he's going to go on a free, right? They have been sniffing a lot, yes. Right?
Real Madrid have been linked, right?
Real Madrid, Barcelona, Liverpool, you name it, Chelsea. I think he's got links there as well, right?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't go to Chelsea.
Me too. I don't think he'll play. He'll just get injured the second match. So those are our choices. Please let us know what you guys think. Jack, did you want to say something?
Yeah, let's just reiterate. So I'm just going to say my three again. That was Sandro Tonali at Newcastle, Eberechi Eze at Arsenal, Hazard's team, and Mark Gay at Crystal Palace. What were yours again, Hazard?
Yep, Elliot Anderson at Nottingham Forest, Bruno Guimaraes at Newcastle, and Antoine Semenyo at Bournemouth. So, yeah, a little bit, you know, different, and they're not the world-class stars that we have, but maybe they can grow into them. So, yeah, let's see how it goes. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope to join you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate. That was great. Take care.